This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What is the bare minimum pay you would need to take a new job? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The minimum salary a person in the U.S., on average, would need to accept a new job is something economists call the reservation wage. And according to the New York Federal Reserve, it now averages just a bit under $73,000. That is up 5.5% from a year earlier. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The average reservation wage, as measured in the New York Fed's labor market survey, peaked in March. It's slightly lower now, but still up a whopping 18% from just before pandemic shutdowns in March of 2020. And no wonder, when the number of job openings is hovering near historic highs, nearly 11 million as of the end of June. Employers are competing for workers, wages are rising, and a lot of people are quitting their jobs in search of better ones. Adjusted for inflation, real personal incomes are up 3% compared to pre-pandemic times. The New York Fed says 21% of survey respondents expected to receive at least one job offer in the next 4 months. At the same time, more respondents said they were dissatisfied with wages at their current jobs. The survey found some disparities. Women and people in households with incomes of less than $60,000 are changing jobs at far lower rates than other workers. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Snapchat's parent company, Snap, has reached a settlement in a class action lawsuit in Illinois. The company was accused of violating Illinois law by collecting biometric information from users without their consent. The company would pay $35 million as part of the settlement, though that number is preliminary. Snap stock is down 0.5% today. Markets yesterday had their worst day since June. The Dow closed down just under 2%. The S&P fell just over 2%. The NASDAQ closed down 2.7%. You can sum it all up with one word, anxiety. Anxiety over where the economy is headed. But where is that anxiety coming from now? Lindsay Piegza is chief economist and managing director at Stifel and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So yesterday, markets had literally their worst day since June, worst day of the summer. Why?
Well, I think markets are anticipating a somewhat more hawkish message from the FOMC later this week against the backdrop of a slew of disappointing data. So really creating sort of the worst case scenario for risk assets, where we do have a potentially more aggressive Fed as it becomes increasingly more clear that the economy is sliding into or further into recessionary conditions.
Well, as you mentioned, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak on Friday at the Fed's Jackson Hole Symposium. When the Fed chair speaks, you know, he always refers to what the data is doing. So what is the data that would give us a clue as to what the Fed chair will say on Friday?
Well, the Fed is watching inflation at this point, and inflation continues to remain extremely elevated. Now, we did see some reprieve in July thanks to a decline in pump prices, but broadly speaking, prices remain extremely elevated, with food costs up over 10% on an annual basis, rental costs up over 6%. And so from the Fed's perspective, despite that one step in the right direction, in order for the committee to feel comfortable taking their foot off of the brake, we need to see a meaningful decline in prices. That's what the Fed is watching. The market, however, is more anxious to call a peak in inflation and encourage the Fed to take a more benign policy pathway. The two views, however, seem to be quite at odds at this point.
Lindsay Piegza, chief economist and managing director at Stifel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 whole points. That is less than 0.1%. The S&P 500 is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is up 0.5%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.051%. Crude oil traded in New York is up more than 2% today at $92 a barrel. That is happening as Saudi Arabia floated the idea to cut output amid fears of a global recession and fears of rising prices and weaker demand. Couple more numbers. In June, the national median home price for a single-family home was up 17% from the same time last year. One answer to that is housing assistance. Washington, D.C. is doubling its assistance for first-time homebuyers to up to $202,000 in the form of low-interest loans that allow borrowers to defer repayment for up to 5 years and down payment assistance.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, more people are turning to local abortion funds to help pay for abortion and related travel. Some of those funds are struggling to mobilize to meet surging demand. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Donations to the Wild West Access Fund of Nevada have surged. Board member Lauren Beal says its weekly budget is up from $1,200 to $2,000.
That's huge for us.
But with a fivefold increase in requests for help, plus the higher cost of gas and airfare,
that wouldn't even come close to scratching the full financial need of every person that calls us.
It's not just cash these organizations are short on, says Gretchen Ely at the University of Tennessee.
They also have to have the human resource capacity
to answer requests, manage patient travel, and fundraise.
Or will they even be able to stay open at all because they might be fearing legal jeopardy?
These are big questions for organizations that are often run by volunteers, like the Wild West Fund in Nevada. Lauren Beal says it's budgeting to hire its first full-time staffer as nearby states like Arizona and Utah move to restrict abortion. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
CNN is reporting this morning that the Biden administration is considering canceling a portion of student loan debt for some borrowers. The number cited is up to $10,000 in student loan debt per borrower. Reportedly, this plan would apply to people earning less than $125,000 per year. We'll keep you posted on how that unfolds. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.